Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, this is bizarre. I want to show you all the exact moment that the president's sons go on live television to try to defend the amount of money they've made off of the presidency thus far. That entire sentence was absurd, but the clip that I'm about to play gets even more strange because Don Jr. and Eric never deny the fact that they've made all of this money, that they profited billions, maybe tens of billions of dollars just over the past 6 months. They just get very weird and defensive. I also want to point out that as the Chyron reads at the bottom, Trump Brothers and Zach Witkoff live on Fox and Friends. That's what it says at the bottom. Now, you may recognize the last name Witkoff because Steve Witkoff is one of Trump's special envoys. His son is now starting a crypto venture with Trump's sons, Dumb and Dumber, or Beavis and Butthead, or Eric and Don Jr. This, in and of itself, is a major conflict of interest that not enough people are talking about. By any single ethical standard or ethical norm, Steve Witkoff holding a powerful role and then having his son work in tandem with Trump's sons to start a crypto firm that they then pass legislation in favor of is effing insane. I mean, very, very quickly, look at this article. Trump crypto firm announces $1.5 billion digital coin deal. This is benefiting not only Trump's sons, but Trump himself, the family name. Maybe not really. The reputation's going to be burned. But it's benefiting Steve Witkoff, other members who have a 70% stake in Trump coin or Melania coin. There's this article that I always visit back to. You're going to want to hear this. It reads, when Hillary Clinton was first lady, a furor erupted over reports that she had once made $100,000 from a $1,000 investment in cattle futures. So she invested in cattle futures, and even though this happened a dozen years before her husband became president, so this was 12 years before they were even in the White House, this became a scandal that lasted weeks and forced the White House to initiate a review. 31 years later, in 2025, after dinner at Mar-a-Lago, Jeff Bezos agreed to finance a promotional film about Melania Trump that will reportedly put $28 million directly in her pocket, which is 280 times what Clinton made. They've also made billions off of Melania coin, off of Trump coin. They've taken Qatari jets worth $400 million that we should dump right into the ocean when the next administration takes office. It says, the Trumps are hardly the first presidential family to profit from their time in power, but it's different. Biden sold a book after he was the vice president in 2008 to 2016. Literally, he sold a book and Republicans were shitting on him. They were so incredibly mad that he profited a few hundred thousand off of a book. How dare he? And then he got back into office and they made up all of these, you know, fake boogeyman about what he was doing. Meanwhile, Trump and his family have already collected $320 million in fees from the new cryptocurrency. They brokered overseas real estate deals worth billions of dollars. Trump flew to Scotland on the taxpayer dime to open a new Scotland golf course. And this brings me to this clip. It reads, Trump's sons get defensive, say he had no choice but to profit off of the presidency. Make sure you drop a like below. Make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed. We are growing very quickly because of you all. It means the world. And we're this close to 1.5 million subscribers. Go check how close we are to 1.5. I appreciate you all. Let's watch this.
I want to bring you to this, and all of you. Critics are saying, hey, well, maybe you shouldn't be doing this. The New Yorker, for example, says the number. How much is Trump pocketing off the presidency? Axios. President Trump and his family stand to net $3.4 billion by the end of the second term. David Kirkpatrick reports for The New Yorker in a piece today, the number of why it matters. No U.S. president has monetized the highest off in the land quite like this. Eric, your answer to those headlines.
Brian, it's infuriating. We had nowhere to go. Capital One stripped 300 bank accounts from me, 300 in the middle of the night. They sent us a letter after doing business for 20-something years. All your bank accounts for golf courses and condominium buildings and hotels, they're all gone in the middle of the night. I mean, how do you pay your taxes? How do you pay your employees? This happened across the board. It happened with J.P. Morgan Chase. It happened with Bank of America. It happened with First Republic. And this wasn't just happening to the Trumps, people with a lot of zeros on the end. This was happening to conservatives all over the country. We didn't have a damn choice.
I don't notice them talking about the hundreds of millions of dollars we had to spend fighting lawfare. That doesn't matter, right? That was all nonsense, right? Russia, 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 you name it. Impeachment one, hoax two, three, four, five, infinity. No one talks about that. They weaponized the entire...
Trump talks about that all the time. Trump never stops talking about that. Look how I paused on his face. That's kind of funny. But let me just tell you, before I finish this very quickly, they're just straight up lying. The Parasite Class on Twitter says, what Donald Trump Jr. and Eric Trump won't tell you is the reason the banks gave them for closing their accounts. They said they don't close accounts for political reasons. They close accounts for violations of the Bank Secrecy Act, which includes money laundering and tax evasion. Now, that is not confirming that they've done that, but the reason that they gave, there are articles about this, the reason that they gave was not political. They said, you guys are very, very high risk of committing some sort of money laundering or some sort of tax evasion. So there are a few facts that I just want to lay out before I continue this video. They were not locked out for political reasons. They were locked out because the level of corruption pouring out of the Trump presidency in his first term and now is unprecedented in modern American history. All right, to continue.
Hire full force of United States government against our family. And unlike all the other people who'd served as the presidency before, basically since our founding fathers, Trump was the only guy that was actually a businessman before that. Are we supposed to stop running our businesses? Are we supposed to stop doing anything? He's not involved in these.
Are we supposed to stop taking $400 million jets from Qatar? Are we supposed to stop profiting off of ticker sign Trump coin, a random shit coin that Trump and his allies hold 70% of? They hold 70% of it. And they could liquidate it at any moment, therefore rug pulling the millions of people that have, you know, joined across the world for no reason. Rug pulling them, making billions of dollars. They've already made hundreds of millions in fees because there's a fee when you buy it and they collect that fee. It's all corrupt. Watch Eric Trump getting fact-checked on Fox Business.
And I look at the 401ks and I see how much they've gone up. And I'm glad I look at inflation and see how much it's gone down. I'm glad interest rates are going to come down. I mean, we're getting our country back. We were in a dark spot. You know this better than anybody. You covered the markets every single day. And
well, let me just be clear. Under Biden in the last year, the S&P had 56 record highs. But that said,
it did. The S&P 500 was hitting record highs every other day. Not every other day, but once a week. 56 record highs. It was hitting a new high every single week. And the reason is because the economy was just, it was recovering. Biden had a steady hand. Donald Trump tanked the stock market on Liberation Day, and the stock market did not go back up until he announced that he was backing off all of the tariffs, that he was putting more and more delays in the tariffs. So it's not impressive that Trump has a stock market hitting all-time highs. It's actually impressive that Trump was able to turn a perfectly good stock market into one that is just barely struggling to hit an all-time high 6 or 7 months into his presidency. It's not impressive. And I'm glad that they got fact-checked on Fox Business, even if it seems like she was going to then glaze Trump a little bit after. But again, notice how Trump's sons never deny it in this clip. Never once do they deny the fact that they are taking money. They try to play themselves like the victims. They say, nobody's talking about Russia, 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 and how much money we spent. Trump talks about that every day. They then say, we got banned from our bank for political reasons. There's no evidence of that. There's an article from Reuters that covers this exact thing. This reads, U.S. lenders weighed reputation rules, not politics, in closing accounts. Decisions made by some major U.S. banks to close accounts were based on rules around reputational risk. Exactly what I was saying. I mean, Trump and the Trump family, they're saying that J.P. Morgan is discriminating against him by refusing to accept hundreds of millions of dollars in deposits. Lord have mercy. So what they do is they take hundreds of millions of dollars in fees from crypto, in scams against their fans, hundreds of millions of dollars from other countries. And when they tried to deposit that into J.P. Morgan Chase, they're like, we're not taking this for reputational reasons. And this administration says, oh, They're abusing us. And then they go on Fox News and cry and cry and cry and say they had no other choice. It is disgusting. It's despicable. And I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these breakdowns, we do. Make sure you subscribe to the feed. I love you all. See you in the next one. And peace out.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.